Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Tuesday the 20th of September. I'm Charles Firth, broadcasting live from Los Angeles International Airport.
Ooh.
Actually.
Are you being detained?
No comment. My lawyers say that actually it's better that I don't answer any of those questions. And that whole, you know, like the whole suggestion that I'm a mule is like,
oh, yeah.
That's not true at all. And I think, and I've told my whole party to deny doing a mule. You know that. Anyway, with me today are Alexa Vulovic. Now,
hello.
Alexa, you've been a stranger to us for the last few weeks.
Yeah. I heard what was going down with you in LA, and I thought best to not get my fingerprints on that train wreck.
And Lachlan Hodson, our producer, is also here today.
Hi, I'm a mule and I'm not scared to admit it.
I like a patsy, Lachlan. That's what you're paid to be. Now, but Alex, you've been a stranger to us because you've been training boxing or something, have you?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a big money-making scheme. I think a lot of people out there want to watch their favourite YouTubers get punched in the head, and
I agree.
Could cash in on this. I could get punched in the head. This is one of my most marketable skills.
Did you just realize that you don't have enough brain damage? Is that it? You're too smart now, and you just want to bring yourself down to the layman's level.
I've been accused of I don't know, the way I talk is a bit too elitist, so I thought if I get punched in the head, I can appeal more to the average Australian.
you'll actually succeed. You'll become mainstream. You'll get a gig on Triple M.
Correct.
What I see in the background of your Zoom is there's a chessboard. What's going on there? Why are you...
Oh, yeah. So it's I'm not competing in pure boxing. It's a bit of a gimmick. It's chess boxing. So you have like one round of chess, one round of boxing, one round of chess, one round of boxing.
And how do you train for that?
I have no idea. I play a lot of chess, play a lot of boxing, do both of those simultaneously pretty much.
And do you find that like boxing degrades your ability to play chess? Like I presume that's the theory behind
I mean, look, that's my theory as well. But the issue is I'm already so bad at chess that I just it's hard to tell whether it's being degraded or not because you can't really go below a beginner.
You know how there's always that story in the news where it's like, oh, this four-year-old beat the world's best chess grandmaster. Wouldn't it be amazing if Alexa was actually competing against that four-year-old?
Yes.
I would pay good money to see you beat up a four-year-old.
I mean, I'm just terrified because the guy I'm fighting is like 10 kilograms heavier than me. I would fight a four-year-old any day of the week instead of that guy. I'm putting it out there to the organisers.
Four-year-olds make good drug mules. Just reminded herself.
While you're in the airport, Charles, can I ask you a question? Get you to play a game with Alexa and I?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So do you guys... You probably were in high school a bit earlier than I was. You probably never heard of the game Penis.
Oh, yeah.
You know the game Penis?
Yeah, my son plays Penis.
Yeah. So
my son's about your age.
A listener who might not know, you know, play Penis by whoever says the word Penis loudest wins. But there's a version of this game you can play in an airport, Charles. Yeah. It's called Bomb.
Oh, no.
So I'll start. Bomb, Alexa.
Bomb!
Okay, Charles, off you go.
Bomb. I think we need to talk about the Queen some more.
Yeah. I think that we should talk about the Queen. And I think one of the best things we should do is tread lightly around the topic of how people are mourning, because that's not going to get us cancelled at all.
I haven't been in Australia. How is the mourning going?
It's amazing. Like the sheer vibe at the clubs and at all the pubs that I've been to.
Yeah.
It's unlike anything I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yep.
No, Charles. Oh, no. I'm living. I'm a Gen Z kid. We all hate the monarchy. We all want to eat the rich. All we're doing is celebrating the death of what is essentially just a representation of all of the elitism that we've been trained to succumb to.
I don't really buy that, Lachlan. I thought Gen Z were all depressed. I thought you guys would be crying in clubs anyway, like regardless of if the Queen was dead or not.
It's brought us up. It's united us together. We're actually quite excited. However, apparently not everyone's a Gen Z kid in Australia. So no, this sadness. Sorry, can I completely retract everything I've said for the last minute? Because I don't think it's going to go down well.
Oh right, yeah. We don't want to get cancelled for being anti the elite
monarchy. Like
that would be so controversial.
The Queen may be dead, but capitalising on the Queen's death is not dead. Yes. So one of my favourite things that I've been able to experience in this time is watching how different companies have responded to the Queen's death.
I've got
to say, it is amazing. So while, you know, maybe a lot of Australians have different perspectives on this, one Australian bastion is clearly upset. Macca's. Has anyone, Alexa, have you seen a Macca's lately? Have you noticed what they've done to their flags?
No, I haven't. I've never heard them talk about the Queen in my life.
Yeah, well, Macca's flags are half-mast across the country at the moment to pay respect to the Queen's death.
No.
That is great.
I'm being legit. I was at an IKEA the other week and I noticed that their flags weren't half-mast. So I spoke manager.
Don't the Swedish already have their own royal family?
I mean, if they do,
it might be treasonous to.
I spoke to the local IKEA and asked them to have their flags at half mast, and they did.
What?
Wait, IKEA? What?
They put their flags. The local IKEA to where I live. Put their flags at half mast.
You monarchy
request.
Shamed IKEA.
I did. Oh my goodness. I said, look, I just don't think this is very respectful. Because this is the thing, you can just tell people that you're sad, and no one's really got the balls to pull you up on
you know,
it.
You've fucked up so many people's day. You're gonna have all these Swedish people being like, Carl Gustav the VI is dead. Like, fuck, what's happening?
The other big thing that's happened in Australia, of course, is we've got a public holiday on Thursday, the 22nd. Because in Australia, if we're consistent on anything, it's how easy it is to change the date to celebrate a colonial history. I've got to be real though. The real mourning is happening in Europe now. In Europe, anything you want to get off, you can just claim that you're mourning. And it's patriotic. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, right.
Tons of stuff across the country has closed down in England. For instance, the British Meteorology Office has stopped predicting the weather as a sign of respect.
That is very respectful.
A sex toy company named Ann Summers is having a flash sale on all of their dildos. Also, food banks across England have shut down in preparation for the funeral because screw the poor.
Well, that's what the Queen would have wanted.
No, precisely.
For the peasants to go hungry. So I think that's very appropriate.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you know you can't trust.
But you know here in America all the flags are half-mast here. And I thought somebody else must have died, like Barack Obama or something. But no, apparently it's the Queen. Like, just
really?
Every single flag in America is at half mast.
That's really fascinating. Bizarre. Because one of the touching tributes that I saw online to the Queen's death were from Broadway. Two of them were from Broadway that I really liked. It was the musicals Hamilton and Les Miserables, both put out quite touching statements of grief. for the death of the Queen.
Wait, Hamilton.
Can you remind me what those musicals are about again?
What? Oh my.
Yeah, because Les Miserables is about the peasants overthrowing, you know, well, taking to the streets and trying to overthrow the monarchy.
Yep.
And Hamilton's about America overthrowing. And what did they say? Hopefully it was. Was it ironic?
No. Not ironic at all. Just totally like, oh, our hearts go out to the royal family and the British Commonwealth at the moment in this trialing time. It's like how, you know, in Pride Month, how all the companies changed their banner to be rainbow.
Yes.
So it was like that, yes. But you put your banner in black and white in solidarity.
Okay.
One of the best ones, so there was Nintendo UK did it, Bagel Bites UK did it, Heinz UK, a whole bunch of food companies really. Domino's UK also tweeted out a statement saying that their stores will be closed the day that the Queen had died. Because, you know, they're mourning. What was interesting was that tweet got retweeted by Domino's Ireland, who tweeted the words, "Not us, though," which gets at my favourite part of the entire Queen's death, is not what happened in Australia, it's not what happened in America, it's not what happened in England, it's the response from Ireland.
Wait, what's wrong with the Irish? Why are they so mean about this whole thing?
Well, because the British took them over. What do you mean? They're the worst people in the world. They created the Irish famine. Like,
so you know how about the Irish famine?
They killed millions
Alexa?
Of people.
The Irish famine wasn't actually a famine. What? The Irish famine was a genocide.
Yes. No, I get that. But I mean, from my understanding, a lot of these Irish cities were like super overpopulated anyway. I thought the British were like kind of just making life a bit easier.
Hey, we've got Alexa here, who's not a royalist.
Should we
have a tasteful conversation about Slobodan Milosevic maybe as well while you're at it?
This has nothing to do with my ethnic penchant for genocide. I think it's actually, I think it's just, you just got to look at the other side of the story. I mean, look, I personally think I would have had a great time in Ireland after Oliver Cromwell came through, right? Because I think that place would have been a bachelor's paradise. Like all the men are gone. I just think the Irish are making a bit too much out of this issue, you know.
Okay, well if you think that the Karens got mad at us for our response, the Karens would die over what was happening in Ireland. While the English were mourning, the Irish took this time to celebrate. And I have never felt... I'm like 1/8 Irish. I have never felt my heritage more than when I saw what Irish people were doing. Right off the gate, when the Queen was announced to be in hospital, a group of Irish tap dancers immediately tap danced out the front of Buckingham Palace to the song... Nice. Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Oh, that's good.
Awesome.
That's good.
But because of this sort of reaction from Ireland, the tensions between England and Ireland have never been higher. And so to properly illustrate this tension, I have a clip from an Ireland v England football match that was the day after the Queen passed. Here's what happened when they announced the minute silence.
Following the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, please now observe a minute of silence in her memory, which will start with the referee's whistle, followed by the national anthem.
Quiet.
Shut the fuck up!
Right, so that was the minute silence.
So the minute silence, 5 seconds in, fan of the Irish team took the moment to shout out the words, "Lizzie's in a box." This had a chain reaction which caused the entire stadium to erupt into shouts of, "Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, you knew that would happen." And it's been absolutely amazing. What you just heard was the start of a chant that has since become a stand-in for the Irish national anthem.
National anthem.
Now, unfortunately, it got cut
Lizzie's
off.
Lizzie's in a box.
Lizzie's in a box. Unfortunately, it got cut off rudely by the Brits just then, but I found a longer clip with the whole chant, and it goes a little like this.
Oh, okay, great.
The classic football chant, the song Give It Up by KC and the Sunshine Band. You replace it with your own words. Na 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 na.
You know, I find really, really confronting about this whole thing is that I did not realize like where the threshold for like edginess is. Like Lizzie's in a box is just a objective statement. Like that is where she is. Like there's it's just really confusing that like that we're so cucked by the monarchy that this is like the big scary thing. Like you can't say she's in a coffin. Like how dare you?
It is. It really does. It has that sort of North Korean tinge to it, doesn't it? Because you know, according to official North Korean narrative, Kim Il-sung is still alive.
Whoa.
Not the current president, but the last one. And that's exactly what this is. And, you know, people keep on getting arrested in England for saying things like Prince Andrew's a creep. And you're going, but he is a creep.
But he is. It's objective
Never
fact.
Has a truer statement been said.
Or like holding a sign saying, not my king. I don't know.
It's now getting arrested. Yeah.
Sorry, while we're committing a bit of, you know, what's the offence when you sort of... What is the actual technical
Something magic,
name?
Majesty.
Yeah, Les Majesty. Oh. I don't think we have those. Treason, let's call it treason.
Yeah.
Don't you think that, you know, those clips of Prince Charles being a cock to his employees and things like that?
Yeah.
He's going to be a turd in government, isn't he? Like, and the Charleses just have a history of being absolute fuckwits. So Charles the First like got his head chopped off.
He got his head chopped off, yeah.
Yeah.
And Charles II was the cool one from Horrible Histories.
Yeah. Who then restored the monarchy. Mm. Great. Yeah. What a great legacy he had. But Charles the Third, like I'm calling it, I reckon he's going to be lynched. I reckon he's going to be
legal,
the reason the whole monarchy fails. Because the whole thing is, you know, like the only reason that anyone supports the monarchy is a sort of residual fondness that actually this is this sort of warm, fuzzy thing that's harmless, right? Mm. As soon as an actual cock gets into power and probably starts throwing his weight around a bit and telling the Prime Minister what to do, it's just over. Like there's nothing left. There's no reason, you know. Like his role was theorized away 200 years ago. He's been like that entire family has just been surviving on the residual laziness of the British people for the last 220 years.
Well, Charles, it sounds like you're not the only one who hates the royal family here. And there's another one that I think you might like, which is from a Celtics game that happened very recently. That's them chanting, "If you hate the royal family, clap your hands," for the entire minute silence at a Celtics match.
Oh, no. That's great. I wish I was in England for these sorts of celebrations.
I feel like a bit of an imbecile, though, laughing at this, because this is not a crazy thing to say. Like, this is a joke you would have shared with, like, Robespierre, like, fucking 400 years ago. Like, it's not... It's weird to be like, ha ha, we hate the monarchy. It's like, it feels almost insulting to be put in the position where like we're being mischievous by saying that. It's strange.
Can I just say, you mentioned Robespierre because he was the person who brought in the Great Terror after
chopped
off the king's head. Can I bags be the Robespierre? Because I reckon that'd be an awesome job. And you don't need any qualifications.
And you don't need to wear pants around the office, which is what you do anyway. So it's great.
It's a perfect job for me. Yeah.
That is who they were, right? The sans-culottes. Hope I'm making a relevant reference.
It's not that they didn't wear pants. It's just they didn't wear the culottes on their pants.
Oh, right.
Those frilly things.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So wait, why don't you wear pants, Charles?
Look, my lawyer actually is advising me that I shouldn't answer that question either. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.